So just a quick review. So the pasuk says Asher Yavo Re'eh Bayar. So the case of Golas is where in the forest. So it says the forest is a place where both the Mazik and the Nizak have Rishus to be. Okay? They both have Rishus to be. So it excludes a case where, for instance, if the victim was trespassing and he got hit, right, then it's Karbanos. Because it's the guy trespassing to the property, but do I have to worry about him? And it also excludes the case where the killer trespasses and does this dangerous thing. So that's Karbamezen. So we explained that the chiyuv of galus is because it stems from the fact that you have a right, when you are in public, you have a right to do dangerous actions if you're careful. Okay? Your right to do them, and this is in public, provided that you're careful. That's the premise. And galus is where you are doing a dangerous action, but you are not appropriately careful. That's what galus is for. Okay, in a place where you had a right to do the dangerous action, assuming you're careful, but you weren't careful. And that's the lack of shmirah, that's what you have galus for. But if you're in someone else's property, you simply have no right to do dangerous actions. And therefore, they cover the mazon if you kill them. The very action itself is flagrant. You have no right to do dangerous actions in another guy's field. Another guy's shas. And if you're in your own field, you have a right to do dangerous actions without shmirah. And you don't have to worry about him because he doesn't belong in your rishos. That's his problem. So again, so the case is the case of galus is where you're allowed to do the dangerous action, assuming you're careful, and you do it without being careful. That's galus. Okay, and that's the one thing you learn from Yar. The Yar is locational. The case of galus depends on the location which allows you to do the dangerous action, assuming that you're careful. Okay, so it excludes the case where you don't have, where it's not your property, where you have no right to do dangerous actions, or it's your property, in which case you have a right to do it even without being careful. That's basically what it boiled down to yesterday. Now we're up to this Tosfos. And let's try to read this Tosfos carefully, slowly, and you guys can help me out. Okay? So it's Zayin Amud Beis, Tosfos Ma Yar. Ma yar sheyesh lo rishus l'nizak l'mazik l'kanes sham. Just like the yar is a place where the mazik and the nizak have rishus to enter. Vikasha. Okay, the mazik is the one who's doing the damage, and nizak is the one who's getting damaged. Vikasha. Mistama kimokein nema. This is a simple pshat. As you'd also say, not you'd also learn. Ma ya'ar, another thing which Tosfos is saying you should naturally learn from this pasuk. Ma ya'ar makom she'omed shem ha'mazik. Just like the forest is a place where the mazik is, the damager is standing. V'yesh l'rishos l'nizak liyos sham. And not only that, the nizak has a right to be there. Okay, in other words, you should also say that in Ya'ar, the case where you're in the forest, where the mazik is standing in the forest, the nizak has a right to be there. Right? That's the case of the forest, is they both have a right to be there. Which is, they both have a right to be where the nizak is, I guess, but also where the mazik is. Right? I guess that's what I'm saying. The normal case is where the nizak was there and you hit him and you're just robbed. But also, where the mazik is, they're both in the Ya'ar, right? You go to Chapel in the forest. So presumably where the mazik is, the damager is, also the nizak should have a right to be there. Right? Whereas why single out that it's only where the victim was in a place where they both have a right to be there? Presumably it should also be where the damager is in a place that they both have a right to be there. Okay, what's the difference? So he's going to explain. What's the difference? On the first surface, it sounds like the same exact thing. It's almost subtly different, but what's the difference here? But there's not going to be the case. In Kenikasha, it's not as work of Shusrav and Hariu Gola. So the Mishnah later says, we throw rock into Shusrav and Yagalas. Umuki law, and the Gemara establishes it, Pesosar Kosla, Shubir Shusa. You're destroying your wall, which is in your Shus, the Harakan Nisak, Shubir Shusrav. You're pushing your wall into Shusrav. You're in Shusrav, and you're pushing one to Shusrav. Yamai Gola? Why do you go to Golos? V'habla inan makom sheir reshos l'nizak u'l'mazik. But it should have to be a place where both the nizak and the mazik have rights. V'shiyeh ha'nizak v'makom sheir mazik omei bo. And the nizak is in the location where the mazik is. It's a little funny the way he says this, but he's saying it's like, here the mazik is in reshos ha'yachid, private property, where the nizak has no right to be. Right? The nizak has no right to be. And they're not really in the same place. Right? And the nizak, and if you're telling me that they have to both be able to be in the same reshos, what? Because they both have rights there. Well, they don't both have rights where the mazik is. Right? Like in that case, if the mazik is saying his own reshos, pushing the thing into the reshos rabbim, so now they both have rights in reshos rabbim, but they don't both have rights in reshos yachid, where the guy is pushing it from. Right? So he's saying is, why don't you say that in that case also you're a potter? On the surface, the whole thing doesn't really make sense, because who cares whether the damager, whether the nizak had a right to be where the damager was standing and where he did his action from? I mean, that's not relevant. Who cares where he did it from? The question is, where did he do it to? Where did the blow take place? Right? Did the nizak have a right to be where he was, where he got hit? If he didn't have a right to be there, so then it's not my fault. I don't have to worry about him. He was trespassing. But if he wasn't trespassing, and he was in Rishas Rabbim, and I was doing it from my own personal private Rishas, so who cares that he wasn't allowed into my private Rishas? And he's not in the same private Rishas with me. But why is that relevant altogether? Why is that relevant? What should be, the bottom line is, he was doing his own thing in the Rishas Rabbim. I was pushing my wall into Rishas Rabbim. He has a right to be in Rishas Rabbim. So now why should I be potter? Because he didn't have a right to be where I was? Tough, who cares? So it's like, you could say it, you could just say, oh, what's the difference? They should both have a right to be where the nizak was, they should also both have to have a right to be where the mazik was. But not really. Not really. Doesn't really make sense. I mean, the way we're looking at it yesterday is, look, I'm pushing my wall into Rishos Rabbim. Okay? If I have a right to do, that's a dangerous action. I have a right to do dangerous action on Rishos Rabbim if I'm careful. Right? And careful means, because I know there are people there and they have rights to be there, so I have to be careful. Now, I can't say, oh, I don't have to be careful because it's my Rishos. Yeah, it's your Rishos where you're acting from, but it's not where you're acting to. Where you're acting to is not your Rishos, so of course you got to be careful if you push you all into Rishos Rabbim. So now why should I be bought there? Because he doesn't have a right to be in my field. He's not in my field. So altogether, why should it be that he has to be in the same place as I am? Tosa's saying is like, they have to both be in that place, and they both have to have rights in that place. I mean, it's a nice story, you could just say that, but what's the sense of it? The other thing made sense. Tosa's saying, oh, Mistama, this is also the case. And then we ask Akasha, what's the whole thing based upon? Supposed to be the answer. Because, look, maybe that's his answer. Right? If that's his answer, then it's a little easier. I mean, still, the problem is what's the kasha, but if that's his answer, at least we'll think we understand Tosfos. Yeah, the answer's shorter. Yesh lomar delo yalev minei makom haka. We don't learn out from ya'ar, the place of the hitting. Ella sheyesh lirshos lishneihem le'akev bin makom haka. But they both have rishos to remain in the makom haka. Like everything means like to stay, to hang out, to prevent. I think like if, I'm not sure. Like so I'm not sure what like it really means, but could mean to me like to stop, to stay there, or to maybe to prevent.
How we were learning it normally. Wasn't that how we were normally learning it?
They both have just to. I mean, that's the way we are learning it, right?
Yeah,
it sounds that way. It sounds like he's kind of saying that they both have a right to be like hanging out in the makom haka where the crime scene was, right? The archive. They both had rishus to be doing that, but we're not learning out the makom haka. That's what he's talking about. You know, Because I mean, it would have been that you're also learning out the Makom Haka. Mashmalana, you're not doing that.
What? That's
no, that's the Maskana. That's what we do learn out. That they have to both have Rishus to be Ma'akiv in the Makom Haka. But it's not that we're learning out the Makom Haka. I mean, that's the question. What's he talking about exactly? Okay, so I'm trying to make sense of the Tosus. So let's see how it goes. But the Tosus is coming in with a limud. And this kind of something you said, yeah, Yaakov, yesterday, maybe, and I think about this. It's related to something you said yesterday. Is what's the limud? The limud is a pasuk says, Asher yavo reo bayar. You meet your friend in the forest to chop wood. Why does it have to tell you the location where you are? Who really cares? You know, you kill a guy by accident. Don't scare you in the forest. You're in your yard. You're whatever, right? What's the difference? That's the limit is based upon. What? Who cares where you're chopping wood? The bottom line is you're chopping wood. But you see that the Torah limited Galus to a location, Yar. It uses Yar as a model of the location for a Ritzicha B'Shkaga, which goes to Galus. It limited to a location. So where is the, you know, there's a certain action which is Mechayev and Galus. Is a component of that action location? You would have said no. It's teaching you yes. Or yar. Location is a component of the Maisan Abbas with Mechayev and Galus. There are different things, there are components. The Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida. All different factors we've been learning. Is location a component? So far, no. But it's teaching you location is a component. What is the definition of the location? What type of location must the action be in? Yar. What is Yar? Public. Rishus l'nizak ulamazik. It's a place which is shared by both of them. Right? And there's a good sense for that because of what we talked about yesterday. But halachically, what's it doing? Is relegating the Mechayiv of Galus to an action of Yar. An action which has a certain location to it. Okay? That's what it's doing, halachically. Halachically, all the stuff is like, so to speak, we said earlier yesterday, is like the reason why that's selected. Because in general, in a Yar, if the other guy doesn't ever show us, and if I ever show us, all that. But halachically, the Limud is not giving me all that stuff, it's telling me by Yar. Galus is for an action of Yar. Now, if you want to define the action, the location of the action, so it turns out this action, in a certain sense, has two components to it. If you want to locate the action of a gunshot, there's two parts of the location. There's the location of the action of the mazik, right, of the pulling the trigger, and there's the location of the wound, of the blow. Those are two parts. If you wanted to locate, to give a location for the action, the crime scene, so to speak, they're really two parts of it. They're both part of it, right? I mean, they're both part of locations. The location of the blow is one, the location of the trigger is the other. Right? The location of the blow is the other. So now if you're telling me that the Torah is saying, forget the reasons, but halachically it's saying is that the Mechayev of Galus is a Maisa of Yar. So in order for it to really be defined as a Maisa of Yar, both components of the Maisa have to be in the Yar. Right? Because you can't split up. In other words, if you want to just define the location of the action, it's like biased to define it by one as opposed to the other. They're really two parts of the action. So if you tell me that the Torah doesn't say anything about it, it just says, Asher yavo reo bayar, you come upon your friend in the forest, you know. Asher yavo when you come to the forest to chop wood, and something like that. Maybe she got the exact way it says it. Hold on. You come upon your friend in the yar. So the implication is just describing the case of what's going on here. You're in the yar, and the action's taking place in the yar. So it's saying that's his kasha, is that Mistama, if you want to learn that the Torah is fixing a location to your action, so the action has to be defined as an action of yar. And therefore it should go by both. Even though the reasoning behind it, this is my main point. I'm saying is it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't really make sense to say that you're going to be putter in that case. You push your wall into the shusram. If the primary thing were, let's just figure out if it's Karav Mezer or Karav Anas, then it wouldn't really make sense, because it's not Karav Anas in that case. But if you say that what the Torah is doing is it's Xeris HaKasov, that it's limiting the Mechayev to an action which has a certain location, so then you have to define the location of the action. And you can't differentiate between the two components of the action. An action is a complex entity, has two locations, and if you want to say it has to be an action of Yar, saying only actions of Yar are Chayav Galus. Fine, so actions of Yar means they both have to be. And both in the Yar, they both have Rishus to be in this place, they're both in the same location, that's what it's doing. How do you... it's like artificially differentiating half of the action being in the Yar and the other half not being in the Yar. It doesn't say that, it says a Shevel Yar. So it's a Maisa of Yar. So even though in terms of the reasoning behind it, the Tamad Davar, it kind of makes sense that you would differentiate and you'd limit it to the, you know, to the only the where the Nizak is. But if you want to say that halachically what it's doing is it's creating a din makom in this thing, in the Maisa and the Mechayev, so then you have to, you can't differentiate. That's his kasha. How do you differentiate? That's what he's asking. Do you follow me so far? Sort of? Yeah, so maybe just elaborate on what you're saying. Is that, I think this is it. That you can talk how you define in the action. So, like, in the purely, if you just want to define an action, in like this type of an action, and just in the abstract, you want to give a location to the action of shooting a gun, let's say a gunshot. So I'm defining where's its location. So you have to say there's really just two components of the action, and its location is determined by both of them. You're just like defining the action just in the, you know, in an abstract setting. Let's define it. Where's the location of the action? Well, there's two parts of the action. It's a two-party action, and look at different locations, and therefore it's a two-part action. What it's saying is that we're not talking here about the action of the killing. Here we're talking about Shmira, right? Talking about the framework here is Shmira. It's Rishicha Vishkaga, and it's guarding against a certain effect which takes place. And it's relevant. It's, we're not just talking about the abstract definitions of actions. We're talking about the action's location vis-a-vis the framework of Shmira. This is the framework of killing. And so far as the framework of Shmira, killing is an effective action. In other words, it's an action which is whose significance is in the effect which is taking place. It's not the pulling of the trigger, it's the fact that I'm killing the guy. And then if I want to define the location of the action, even though I happen to be performing it, even from the framework of the mazik, even though I happen to be performing it in my rishus, but since I'm acting upon, it's an action of causing an effect in the Rishus Rabim, so therefore the action is defined as an action of Rishus Rabim. You define the action vis-a-vis its effect, not even vis-a-vis the mazik, not vis-a-vis where you're doing it. There's two parties, it's true. But since the nature of the action is not the mechanical motion of pulling the trigger, there's no significance to the mechanical action of pulling the trigger, or whatever it is which I'm doing. The significance of the action is in the effect. So therefore, even if I happen to be standing in Rishus Yachid, but I'm doing an action of Rishus Rabim. In other words, I have to define the action insofar as its effect is concerned. So therefore, it's not relevant in this framework. In the framework of the effect of the action, the framework of the Shmira of the action, it's not relevant where I happen to be standing. What's relevant is where the action is taking effect, where the action is acting upon. And I'll define the action is irrelevant. It's not a relevant factor where I'm performing the action. So I'm not defining it by the mazik versus the nizak. See, that's what originally he's looking at. It's defined by the mazik, defined by the nizak. But it's saying it doesn't matter. That's looking at the action like a mechanical action. Mechanical action, the mazik is in pulling the trigger in Rishus Yachid. But it's saying that's not what the mazik is doing. The mazik is shooting into Rishus Rabim. That's what he's doing. His action is an action. In the framework, you're defining the action by its effect. And as far as you define the action by its effect, you locate the action as an action of Rishus Rabim, both from the framework of the Nizak and from the framework of the Mazik.
That's why he would be Chayev. The first one is just because the action that he did was...
Exactly. It was in private property. Exactly. So it's a private property action.
You can't just say that my focus is whether what you, is from where you started and where you ended.
You can't just say it like that?
It kind of is. It's like, it's not so much where you're starting from. It's like what the framework of defining. Normally the way you define an action is where you're doing it. Like, where am I doing the action? But like here, since the framework is not, pulling a trigger is not the action. The action is shooting someone. Shooting. And shooting is creating the effect of a bullet flying there. Where? Where is the bullet going? Who cares that I have where I happen to be standing? So the thing is, the action is defined by the effect of the action. It's not by the mechanical motion of bringing about the effect. You have to define the action based upon its effect. It means, where is it going? Where is it happening? Where am I doing it to? And that's the framework which matters insofar as killing and guarding human life and all that. So the thing is, even if the Torah is defining an action as an action of Yar, of a public place, the definition goes by the result of the action, not by the form and the mechanical, you know, step which does the action. You know, and so therefore, bottom line is, if I'm standing in my Rishos and I'm pushing the fence, the wall into Rishos Rabbah, that's a public, that is an action of Yar. That is an action of a public place, and therefore I'm chayiv in that case. You don't say I'm exempt because I'm in my private place. It's irrelevant where you are. It's where you're acting. Your action is an action of public, not an action of private. I mean, that's asking the question. I'm saying, is the makom is, a makom of Yar, a makom of public, right? So now, if that's the case, if you're in your own Rishos, you say that's not public. But what if you're in Rishos and you own Rishos and you let the Nizak be in your Rishos also? So now you both have Rishos to be there, then you are a Chayef Galus. Because he has Rishos also. So what I'm saying, it's a public action, it's not public, it's still private. Because it's your own Rishos. But I'd say is the way it's defining Yar, the way the Gemara says it, is Yar is Yesh Rishos L'Nizak U'L'Mazik L'Yashan, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd say it means it's public relative to the participants of the action. It doesn't matter about anyone else. What matters is the action is an action which involves the Nizak and the Mazik. So Yar means, I mean, it's interesting the Gemara does that. It doesn't just say Yar is a public place, Rishos Rabbah. Mm-hmm. But it's saying is that the relevant definition of the makom is it's a makom which is public to the nizak and the mazak. And maybe public isn't the right word. But it means it's a rishus which is shared. It's public relative to the both the parties in the action. It's public. Because whether I happen to own it and I have a right to exclude other people from the place, it means insofar as the action is concerned, it was like a public place. It's a place where we both have rights of walking around it, so it's not limited to me. Private would mean it's like, I have restricted rights here. But I don't have restricted rights here because he has rights there also, so we both have rights there. So once you both have rights there, that's not a makom of VR. Well, I'm sorry, well, then you don't say it's a makom where I have rights. In other words, it's a makom where there are joint rights, of public rights. But again, the public is the public of this action, which is the Nizak and the Mazak. I mean, the Gemara is making that move. You know, it's going from Yar, which implies a public place, to saying it doesn't really have to be a Yar, it could even be my house. But so far as my house and the victim is rights in my house, then it's like a miniature Yar. Vis-a-vis the Nizak and the Mazak, it's like their own sub-Yar. Mm-hmm. You know? It'd be like, in a Yar, it's public, but it's an American Yar, and Russians don't have a right to be here. Yeah, but vis-a-vis Americans, it is a Yar. So vis-a-vis the Nizak and the Mazak, it is a Yar. It's public. It's just, and they're the only relevant parties to the action. So therefore, it's like the location is. It's not an absolute definition of a location. It's a relative. It's defined relative to the relevant parties. I want to think about it a little more, but I think that makes sense. I'm not saying it's in the action. I'm saying it's in the makom. Because the Yar is the makom. You're defining the makom of the action.
Yeah.
So, but it's the makom. The action is an action of my rishos. But the question is, what's the definition of my rishos? Is it public or private? But public or private means relative to the Osei Anaisa. So I was defining the makom. The action is an action of this house. So I have to say, is this house private or is it public? So it's an act vis-a-vis the action means vis-a-vis the rotzeach and the nirtzach, the two parties involved. How do I define this location? Was it a private? Action means only one of the parties ever supposed to be there, or is it a public? Means, I mean, maybe I shouldn't be using the word private and public, but I can't really think of a different word to be using. But I'm defining it as like as a shared rishos or a private rishos. shared relevant to the parties involved in the action. It's not relevant whether other, you know, whether people from other countries or other whatever have rights to be in there. It's relevant is the two parties involved. If it's shared to the Mazik and the Nizak, then vis-a-vis the action, it's a public action, it's a public rishos. Next thing we're going to do is, so we have to only get this a little bit clear, but the next thing we're going to do is the cases, they have to be Derech Aliyah, right? To be Derech Yerida, I'm sorry, to be Chayav Galus. Let's say you're on a ladder, and how do you go up a ladder? So you push your foot down in order to go up, right? That's the way it works. You're going up the ladder, but how do you go up? Right, so you push down and thereby create a force or equal opposite force up and push yourself up, right? So is that considered Derech Yerida or Derech Aliyah? You knock the ladder. The ladder, the rung breaks. You push force down and the rung breaks and now it kills him. So would you say that's considered Derech Yerida or Derech Aliyah? Right? That's the next question.
So on the way you're going down?
Yeah, no, on the way going up.
You're going up,
but the way you go up is by pushing down. So now is that considered you're doing it Derech Aliyah because you're going up, or do you say it's considered Derech Yerida because you're going down, yeah? I'm just saying Makom HaKa would just mean like the Makom of the action. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the mechanical action. It doesn't mean the location of the HaKa, the physical action of the HaKa, but it goes by the Rishus to prevent in the location of the HaKa, which means he's shifting it to the effect of the action. Like La'akev means is like to prevent the person from being there, so he's looking at the action so far as its effect, not so far as the action itself. It's a little loose, but that's what I'm saying he's trying to do. Since it's about preventing the other guy and your rights and your shmira of the action, so therefore it shifts it into the effect of the action, not the mechanical action. That's what I'm saying he's trying to do. It's not, I wouldn't exactly word it that way, but I'm kind of, I'm pushing a little bit, but I'm fine with that. Or I challenge you to get a better read. That makes sense.